In our gospel text from Mark chapter 7, when Jesus heals the deaf and mute person, the response of the crowd is this: they were astonished, it says in the Greek. Actually, it says very astonished. There's an adverb there. They were very astonished. In Mark's gospel, that is not a positive thing. In Mark chapter 2, they're astonished that he heals a paralytic. In Mark chapter 5, they're astonished that he heals a man with a bunch of demons. But here's the thing. Astonishment doesn't lead to faith ever in Mark's gospel. It's the ooh and ah of following Jesus. Tourist. And then the next day, they just turn the page and they go on to the other adventures to be seen, or maybe doing the Sea of Galilee, this sort of thing. And so today, there are probably a lot of tourists. Now, as I look out here, as I probably view online too, I will tell you, as I look out, I don't see any tourists of Jesus at Peace Lutheran Church. I'm thankful for that. The second category is this. Some of the people in the crowd following Jesus were travelers. Travelers are people who are, they have a little, when they go on a journey, they want to get a little, dig a little deeper on the journey, and they do want to get a taste of the culture and maybe the language and what is happening and the person that they're traveling to see or the site that they're going to see. And while they're journeying, they take in the language and culture, but you see, a traveler, when they go back to their normal routine and normal setting, they go back to their home, they kind of let go of the language and culture that they had experienced, and they go back to practicing their normal routines and practices. That's what a traveler does. Now, with Jesus, many of the people in the crowd that were following him were travelers. The Gospels tell us that one time when he went across a lake, the crowd journeyed, it would have been a couple of days' journey to the other side of the lake to meet Jesus. Scholars will say on this text especially, it looks like the crowd that was with Jesus, they were with him for about 6 to 8 months on a journey from Tyre to Sidon to the Decapolis to the Sea of Galilee. They were with Jesus. And so they took on his practices. They took on some of his teachings. But the likely scenario was this, that once they were away from Jesus and went back to their home and back to the customs that they were used to and rhythms, they forgot what Jesus taught, what Jesus practiced. And I say that because here in Mark chapter 8, there were 4,000 people following Jesus. At his death and resurrection, how many Christians were there? Maybe a couple hundred. That's it. Now, as I look out this morning, I don't see travelers of Jesus. I see something else. Some of the people that followed Jesus were pilgrims. When I say pilgrims, what do you think of? Do you think of like fourth grade and the pilgrims having Thanksgiving meal with the native? That's what I think of. When I think of pilgrims, I even think of Islam, maybe. That's one of the five pillars of Islam. Even in Christianity, there has been practices of going on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem or a holy site, that sort of thing. That's not what I mean by pilgrims. A pilgrim is someone who has a heart transformation. They are forever changed on their journey. As they journey with someone or they go to some special site and they return back to their normal routines, and they're never the same person. They're transformed. Pilgrims. Jesus had pilgrims on his journey. One of them was a man named Nicodemus. John chapter 3 says Nicodemus sought out Jesus late at night and had an in-depth conversation. He falls off the radar, but then in John 19, when Jesus is dying on the cross, Nicodemus says, "I will take care of his body." Nicodemus was forever changed, a heart change. I'm thinking of Mary Magdalene. Mary had demons inside of her. She had some problems, and she was healed by Jesus. And then when he's dying on the cross, guess who's there at the foot of the cross? Mary Magdalene. And she was forever changed going on into the future, even after Jesus' death and resurrection. So here we come to the personal question for you. Are you a tourist of Jesus? Are you a mere traveler? Or are you a pilgrim?